Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2025.
Halfway through. Right slap in the middle.
You know, you're right.
Is that, yeah, what? Let's see. I got to do Wednesday separate.
Yeah, but you know, we're going to hear from those that work 6-7 days a week and then be like, my hump day's Thursday. Or I don't got no hump.
It's my Friday. God.
Boy, that schedule. And then, you know, some fields you might make a lot of money, but you're working 6-12s. How you going to spend it?
Yeah.
When you're off, you don't want to go anywhere.
Working real hard for your room and board. Coal burning stove, no natural gas. And if that ain't country...
I'll
do something to your ass. I forget.
Wow.
EMA, I think it is.
I think so. Surprised EYA. It wasn't that version knowing him.
EYA.
It might have been on the prison tapes, volume 2. I didn't hear that one.
I wonder when you start to age out of jobs. Do companies
depends on the job, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what's tricky about it is, what if the only jobs that are left, like the, you know, the entry level they call them. Manual labor, we'll even say. What if you have to apply for that and you're like 55, pushing 60? Are they going to look at you and be like, eh?
I think it depends on your faculties, you know. Because, all the time, like, I don't want to just ask him. And it would be out of, first off, when you're a man, like, women can walk up to each other and say something like, because this was in the gym. So you could say, where'd you get those sneakers?
Okay.
Where'd you get those leggings? You know, but if a man walks up to another man and says, hey, dude, how old are you?
It's kind of rude. Asking?
Then why?
Well, it depends on the way he's implying it also.
But I'm the he.
Well.
I am. So there's this guy that I see. I mean, I've never spoke to him, blah, blah, blah. I mean, no reason to, you know what I'm saying? And that guy could be 50. He could be 70.
Oh, wow.
He's in good shape. And okay. You look in the face and you can't tell. And he's like, and I just want to say, man, how old are you? Hey, but again, weird, maybe even considered rude. Maybe he thinks I'm hitting on him.
Oh, hang on now.
I know.
It's like when you try to find, if you're at the gym, it's like, let me see if there's something on TV where I can kind of gauge how old this guy is.
See which TV he's watching?
Or, yeah, try to be like something like, man, when I was a kid, we watched this or so-and-so, and maybe he'll be like, well, I watched Leave It to Beaver or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you could be like, 75!
Right, Tim. What if he said, it's none of your damn business? I'm here to work out.
Well, I don't think everybody's walking around like that.
That's what's interesting
about the weird. I don't walk. I guess everybody does walk around looking to be offended now. Hell, you just want to talk. You just want to give them a compliment and say, man, You
look fine.
No, see, now see, that's what women do. They take it and make it look like the guy's gay. You know? That, and they talk about their penis size. Let's talk about their brain size.
That's what's interesting about the female dynamic. They'll come up to each other and they'll be warm to each other, but they'll turn on each other in a second.
Is it a heartbeat?
Yeah.
At a heartbeat.
As soon as they turn around, oh, she's a bitch, or she looks ugly.
They're like those frogs that they show on National Geographic where they can, like, change their spots or whatever to fit in wherever they are. And yep. The minute they get their prey or they hide from the predator, they turn back to their normal selves.
It's a frog with dreadlocks.
Oh, you look so cute. Not really. That outfit's atrocious.
Especially if there's two of you talking to the one girl.
See, yeah. And with a guy, though, like real friend guys, you know, they were like, for instance, Fat Boy was telling me earlier that, that was last week. We were talking about Best Damn Audio. Last week he said, hey, I don't really get this one. I don't know if this one's good or whatever. I appreciate that. A woman, I think, would say, hey, so I listened to the audio and and they will even be the ones who like take it saying, I just don't get it. Explain it to me. Fat Boy's like, man, I don't get it. Like, I wouldn't play that one. I wouldn't play that one. Women who know that a woman's haircut looks stupid or the skirt's too short or whatever it is, her hind end showing.
Yeah, over, like your booty's sticking out.
They will encourage it. Oh, I like that. You look good. And she'll turn around and she'll look at everybody else in the office and go, oh, my God, what's she wearing? You're encouraging it. Guys will like, uh-uh, quit wearing that. You look stupid.
Don't do that, bro.
You asking that man how old he is, why?
I'll give you a passive-aggressive way to maybe insult somebody, which I heard yesterday.
Oh, damn. Uh-oh.
How did you hear it?
Oh.
About somebody that I know. She's real proud of her booty. And it's kind of like, well, you know she had surgery is what she was implying.
Oh, like a butt lift?
Well, it's just not normal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not normal? And this is, I think, a fine question to ask. Is it not normal because it wasn't there before, like, at all?
Yeah.
Or is it not match up with her DNA?
All of the above.
That's a great way to put
it. Yeah, there's. It's not humanly possible to have this.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And she's proud of her booty.
Like, not Kesha? What was the other, that girl? She was like a one or two hit wonder, blonde. She sang really well. I want to say she was European, but she was popular over here too. And then she kind of like, made allegations against a producer, and then her career just kind of, but she had a very like oblong torso that kind of went out on the haunches on the sides, and it.
God, I want to figure this out, but it does sound like Kesha. But you know,
is it Kesha?
Kesha had
Shakira, maybe? Is it Shakira?
No, I know. It's in her DNA.
I love Shakira.
Yeah. Oh, I wish it.
God. Somebody current, right? Somewhat recent.
Well, you know, Kesha, she had, you know, a long, drawn-out thing with that.
It's not her, though, because I remember I saw her recently. She's like a psychic or something.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, for real.
Blonde hair, blonde hair.
She's a necromancer.
Is that her?
Yeah, and she did, like, a lot of, like, features on rap songs, too.
Yeah, what is her name?
I want to say she, like, toured with, not Usher, one of them.
And you don't know any of the songs? You're not talking about Nicki Minaj, are you?
No, she's white.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say that with such aggression.
So when you said blonde and big hips, that's who I thought of first.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. It's going to drive me crazy. It's not me. Kesha, though. Oh, here's a guess.
Oh, is it big? Who is it big?
Oh, my God. He's absolutely right. It is Big Brown, and he's right.
Who'd he say?
I want to keep it going.
Keep it going. Okay. Do you know a song now that you know who
it
is?
Okay. I'll have to look up the song, but it's one of those words or names, rather, that you see it and your brain can't transcribe it to your mouth. At least that's my opinion on why I could not think of it. Okay. Australia is where she's from, so Australia. Not European. Okay. Let's see what her big...
I know who it is, I think.
European, I'm a pooping. It's all the same thing.
Whoa.
Can I say one, maybe?
Well, did you Google it? Yes.
I did.
Okay, so that's not as fun.
I want my brain to work.
No, but it was, I think it's who I thought it would.
Well, if you Googled it.
I want like a lyric or a song. I could probably guess it off the song.
See, it says one of her songs. I can't even say the name of one of the songs.
Oh, it's Dirty?
Yeah. Like that, yeah, her first.
I like that.
Okay. Let's see.
Or give me an initial.
No, yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's do this.
Her big song is an old-fashioned word for bougie.
So I'm thinking fancy, but that wouldn't. I know who it is now.
Who?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah!
That's who I was thinking with the blonde hair. It is her.
Swaggy P.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking of the song, Your Girl, Bad and Bougie.
Oh, man.
I can see her face. I just couldn't remember her name.
God, man. Big Brown. Look, good
Brown's
for you.
On top of it.
Brown is on top of it. What can Brown do for you? He can save you 15 minutes of radio time.
God, the fact that he got it just off of that.
I know. So that makes me feel good about my brain. thinking of how, you know, I saw the name, but I could not transcribe. If that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. Now I don't have heat with Big anymore for calling me stupid yesterday.
Why do you call you stupid?
Because he said, you can argue with somebody who's got a GED on National GED Day, Big.
Oh, that's so mean. Why? Why, Big?
God. Somebody actually asked me if I made that up to do a little bit. I was like, no, look it up. It's real.
Was this her only hit, Black Widow?
No, Fancy. I'm Fancy.
Oh, yeah, that was. I forgot about Fancy.
I remember that.
I'm Fancy. Oh, wow.
And I can see her.
Just you see her now?
Yeah.
And the fact that she
had curves.
Yeah. Like a genie bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her ass was too big. But she was with Swaggy P for a little bit.
Was it natural, though?
I don't think it was.
Okay, so that's a good example of it not matching the so-called body. DNA.
But is Kim Kardashian?
See,
is hers natural?
I think that's hers.
It might be.
But is that from wearing like them corsets and
corset
stuff?
Corset training.
Jeez.
Well, I just think
I remember
that
from Titanic.
She's curvy anyway, so.
But is that natural, though? Like you're making, it's like when Egyptians would whatever's on their head to make the skulls get long.
She may have had something. I don't know.
Plus,
what am I to say?
You don't know anyone else from Armenia.
Are you painting yourself in a corner if you get like a too big of a butt on a butt lift? Because if you're a woman, you're knocking out like a lot of the market as far as, you know, male partners go, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, what you're doing is you're taking the fat out of your stomach and putting it in your butt.
God.
It's a lot of surgery to have that done.
Not everybody's walking around with a hammer, if you know what I'm saying. So.
No. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, I see what you're
like saying.
Yeah,
like sometimes it's like.
How am I going to get there?
Right.
Driveway's too long. I'm in a Beetle.
I was thinking the garage.
I think you'll have to do it on the other side of the house.
I don't have
to. That's a good point.
I'm over here with my PT Cruiser, and you're looking for a limousine.
Yeah, you in a limo.
You'd be knocking on another door, buddy.
Is your PT Cruiser a Woody?
Well, let me change that. I got a Bronco, too. How about that?
Wow.
Sport.
It was a Woody, yes. You over there with your Cybertruck.
Well, you know what you think of? That's like the ultimate kind of mystery for women, right? That's probably kind of cool to. You don't know what a dude's packing until you find out.
And
that's
sometimes you're pleasantly surprised, or you're.
Are you often like
disappointed?
Do you ever like take a deep breath and go, okay?
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. I've been like, oh wow, I'm not.
But what if it's the other way? Are you like, I can't say anything?
Like when you're on the treadmill and you think you've already done the one uphill thing, and you think you're doing the little coasting part, and all of a sudden the damn thing starts ramping back up and that pressure kicks, and you're like, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Put on some Iggy Azalea. I'm going to get fancy.
Fancy. And, you know, usually for me, I'm in love with him by the time that happens, so I hope it's for the best. You want to love the penis, too.
I think Big Brown should start joining us on the monologue every day.
By text.
Because he's over here, like, he's like, unfortunately, I have a punch bug.
What does he call in? You know what I love about him is his canned studio audience.
That and the tone in his voice.
So he says, I'm on a different phone.
He delivers it so dry, and it's just hilarious.
Thank you for the Iggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Get the brain going a little bit.
You couldn't find fancy.
I don't have fancy. I got Reba's fancy. I don't have
Iggy. Yeah, that's
that
one
is
I was
my favorite.
Of.
That's the fancier fancy. I like that one. Yeah. So that was fun. So back to the your friend who is very proud of it, but everybody knows that it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all playing the game of. I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
I didn't.
It's odd, though. It's like you're all pretending this weird thing, but do you know we're on a level where you could say, girl, I don't be knowing that the butt's fake.
No, I would never be rude and say that.
That's not rude, though. That's not, you're not playing the game anymore. You're not pretending.
You all know you do it to each other, too. As soon as you turn around, walk away, the talk behind the back.
I mean, it's got to be strange. Guys will, I feel like most of them will straight up tell you. I mean, and sometimes in a prickish way.
Okay, and then I have this other really good friend that has...
Paige Confessions.
Has her lips done.
How do you know?
And she... Wow.
You kissed her?
No, she just had them done, and...
Okay, they look bigger, I guess.
Oh, they look huge.
That's some DSLs.
See, that's the thing. I don't think you can leave the house for like a week after until they like go down. Otherwise, you're going to look like you've been getting stung by a bee.
And half of us understand why people do that, because it makes them, you know, she likes having fuller lips, and she's stunningly beautiful.
My grandma died with no upper lip at all. Like, it just disappeared.
Well, I think I know.
Like the freaking coast of Myrtle Beach.
I could use some fillers.
What?
Top one.
I got two hands, baby.
Okay.
It works in like one of the Jenner sisters. Like she got it. You could tell a big difference. Like it works in some cases. I saw a picture before. I'm like, how would happen?
But it shouldn't it be something that's gradual? Like in other words, an A cup woman shouldn't go to double D's. A, because the skin isn't there. I mean, there's not enough skin. But with the lip, if you go from really, you know. Still, some younger women, and men too, I guess, but they won't have an upper lip at all.
Yeah, to duck lips.
To duck lips. Like
right,
that's
what they, you know.
Okay.
It looks painful, too.
It does.
It
looks
is
like,
painful.
It's like you're blistered. Like you don't want to drink nothing. You're certainly not going to give any H to anybody. Heroin.
But people, you know, if it makes them feel pretty, I'm happy for. I mean, I would never say anything. How long does it take to get through the pain and the injection?
So this one you have talked to her. You've admitted.
Yeah,
I know
your
lips are fake. But so do you want to maybe do Truth and Consequences and call your friend and say,
I don't
realize
that
your butt is fake?
I don't want to do that. Yeah. Especially you know the other one, because that would hurt her feelings. And they're all beautiful, beautiful girls. Women.
You know what women won't do, and guys won't do this either?
H.
Well, you know how you'll make guys back and forth, guys and girls will make the comment about each other, you know, the genitals. That's like the next cut down. Guys won't do that. Like, I won't say, you know, well, he's got a little one, you know.
How would you know?
And then girls
so
won't
bad.
Say, girls won't say to other girls, like, she smells bad. Like, they just don't happen.
Right.
But you'll do it about each other.
I would tell somebody if she smelled bad.
No, you know what I'm saying.
How would you, though?
I would say, girl, you need some deodorant because I can smell you from here.
God.
Would you say, girl, more than just your armpit stink?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would give her a fragrance sample that I usually carry with me.
The sound of Fat Boy popping up out of the chair just then was like for the
more than just my armpit stink.
The ASMR of that.
I wouldn't want to hurt.
Wait, listen. Here's what the sound. That was nice. That was good.
He's on top of things when he's like, oh, I got it.
I want
got
to cuss
it.
Now to make him turn around real quick and hit the dump button just to hear that sound.
Well, I can just lean into it from this position.
He flies.
Slide back into it. Sometimes I dump it accidentally. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Normally, he's casually moving, but at that point, he's stealth.
I got to have more sound drop.
He's on top of the game, on the button.
He's not. He don't play.
The
other day, I didn't even... leave the studio the whole show. I realized that at the end.
Really? You didn't go piss or nothing?
Uh-uh. No.
Sorry, Mark.
How could you not move around, though? Don't you get stiff?
No, I normally do. Normally, top of the hour, I take my lap around the...
I have to.
Yeah. The other day, I didn't at all.
You got a trash can, though. You could have whizzed in there and I not see it.
I mean,
smell
at least,
like Captain Crunch
at least move around, do a headstand or do something in here.
That one day I didn't know. I'm just saying a fat boy's not just always laying back like he's getting ready to, you know, have a...
I shouldn't be laying back because You know, like I said, I accidentally dump sometimes.
Do you have good posture, like when you go to a restaurant?
No, no.
I don't either. I hate it.
I notice it more when I'm on the toilet. It's real slumped down. Maybe that helps it come out faster. I don't know. But
do you, and this is a sign to know this, men. If you don't even have to be like a heftier person, but like if when you touch, your nipples are touching your tummy.
Oh,
that's when you know.
Knee flaps.
Well, it's not. It's just like you're completely bent over, and it feels maybe more comfortable. But once you strike that back, and like, how often do you change your seats in your car? Do you leave it the same way all the time, or is it always you move it around, like the lumbar? Do you have that?
Yeah, you know, it's always the same spot.
Oh man, see, I think you got to change it around every once in a while because your body's.
I can't have it lean back. It's got to be straight up.
I lean with it.
Oof. Do you rock with it?
No, I lean with it. Paige, and now you. All right. So today.
Say what?
Best damn audio. Say what? Say what? Say what? Best damn audio today. Fatboy, I did send too many, but I also thought that one of them would be maybe, how would you say, too crass to possibly play on the radio.
Yeah, wait. See, that's where I'm kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
I think it's almost in the way when the news reports someone saying something, they report it. They're not saying it. This is a report of something being said that we are not saying and that the person saying it did not say, but they're alluding to what was said.
I feel like the rule should be if the news reports it, we can report it, especially network news. I mean, they got the same rules we do, for the most part.
You would think.
I mean, network news is playing raw audio from the January 6th incident some years back, uncut.
And they don't even come on and say, folks, we need to warn you if there's any kids in the room. First off, why were kids watching the news? Why would they? Why would the parents make them or even want them to? Shield them from that S for as long as you can. All right. Best damn audio. That'll be coming up 8 o'clock hour. I'll tell you the phone number in a minute. I've went over time. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to honor an activist and an Oscar-winning actor who passed away yesterday. So we'll talk about Robert Redford next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Old Sonny.
Oh, yes. Every you know, you can also, this is a good stereotype here I'm about to say. And if you're over the age of 30 and you don't have, 35. And you don't have like a Robert Redford kind of thing, like a movie or any kind of thing. Boy, you don't get out much.
Oh, he had a lot of good ones.
He watched a lot of movies. I just saw several people saying, I've heard the name. And some people thought, is it the dressing guy? That was Paul Newman, you dumbass.
That was Butch.
Stupid dumbass.
The dressing guy.
All right. We'll do some headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Rise Guys Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, we began with a discussion on Robert Redford. Rest in peace, Robert Redford.
Robert Redford.
He passed away early yesterday morning at his home in Utah at the age of 89.
You know, they said that he was, he had passed with his family there, but they said it was in his sleep too, so.
Well, they could have been there while he was asleep.
Or I assume they knew something, like he was close, or, like, because he hadn't been out in public in years.
Well, there's no word on what the actual cause of death is, but his representative said that he died, quote, the place where he was surrounded by those he loved, and he died at Sundance. He founded the Sundance Festival.
Yes. In Utah. That's where he died, too.
In Utah. So that's where he passed away, where he loved to be around his family in Sundance.
It sounds pretty. I've never been there before. It just sounds pretty. It would suck when it rains there, I bet.
I know it's a huge festival, right? For movies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
I said he played he portrayed death in an episode of The Twilight Zone. I don't remember it.
I don't either.
The original one with the,
hey, I'm death.
I'm death.
Like, well, I can, do you hear me talking now? No, I said death, not death.
Death.
We so don't... he came out in the 60s and 70s with movies like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, 3 Days of the Condor, and The Sting.
I've been there already.
No, we'll jump. Like
hell we jump. You don't have movie stars anymore, man. Get away from me. Those two are, God, huge. Right.
But they... You have to realize, too, though, they were at a time when stuff was romanticized, and the press and the press. I mean, they put these people over. Like, more so, they would hide the scandal. And now the news runs. And, rightfully so. I mean, you want to find out about that crap. But, like, so now there's no, you don't have time to build a legacy before they start tearing it apart. And you're not ever romanticized or made into, like, a so-called legend because, but yet we run around calling everybody the GOAT. Mm-hmm. But we don't make legends anymore. It's strange, right?
But yeah, plus there's also the thing that there's so much content now and, you know, so many avenues to – there's not that filtering process there was back then to where, you know, those guys were, like, just movie stars.
Like, even going to the movies. Like, there was 2 movies, you know, back then. Like, it wasn't like 12, 16, laying on a couch, getting served beer, and Jeremy Clements.
And he was in The Way We Were with – Barbara Streisand, which was a movie that my mom loved.
Shattered Pictures.
I know. What a just a sad movie, but she loved that movie. It was just...
It's a lot of good stuff.
And he won an Oscar for Ordinary People in 1980.
Who's like, okay, so I guess the tier now of movie star would be like your Brad Pitt's, Tom Cruise's.
Brad Pitt is always the go-to. Like, whether it's a male movie star or you're talking about... And obviously the, you know, generations younger generations will not do it, but that's the one. Like if you said, "Tell me a good-looking man right now, you ain't gay." Brad Pitt or George Clooney. Those are the two that always get it.
I put Clooney up there, like in the star. But like after that, for the next generation, who's the movie stars? Like
I know.
I mean, who, like for real?
Like DiCaprio, you put up there for now, but like
he's 50 now, which is great. Very young age.
We might not have stars anymore. Everybody's just too many avenues.
There's too many stars.
Well, and what are people famous for? And when was the last time you saw a movie that you thought was great?
See, I can't even remember the last movie I saw. I'm awful.
I don't even remember the name of it either. She got stuck trying to make the bed, and her stepson came in and helped her, and they ended up making love.
I might have saw that one too. I did see that one because the guy who's robbing her is hit around the corner when the husband comes in.
Yes, and she still does it and talks to her husband through the doorway.
Yep.
Yeah. Same movie. I don't remember the name of it, though.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was on Brazzers.
Plus, kids these days, when you talk about horror movies, they'll watch like a...
What kind of movies?
Horror movies.
The Conjuring or stuff like that. They don't appreciate the slashers of the 80s or the Exorcist, old school. Like real horror movies.
Yeah, I mean the movies in the 80s, the scary movies. I can watch a scary movie that came out. Maybe I'm desensitized because I've seen, you know, just about anything, right, through the years.
You didn't see the one we were talking about where the stepmom got her arm stuck in the bed.
You kind of watch that thing.
Yeah. She was half naked too.
Yeah. Sounds dreadful.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, like Halloween, I remember seeing that movie and just being scared and having to walk home by myself after I watched that or The Exorcist.
But also, like, it's, you know, when you're watching a movie, you've got to suspend your disbelief. You realize, even if it's based on a true story, it's maybe thinly based. But now you know, certainly with AI, but like CGI, which is kind of the same thing, except there was more coding involved with it. Back then, like with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they were using real blood, or they were using pig blood, right?
Yeah.
The grainy way the film was shot, it was just the quality of film back then, but it made it look that more terse creepier. Creepy.
They built the models. Like what part of Nakatomi Plaza, a model that they built? I mean, they built the inside of Home Alone inside of a high school gym. The inside of the house.
Yeah.
Too much.
You know what
effect.
I saw the other day is, you know, Godzilla. He over, I don't know where he originates from, overseas.
Japan, right?
Yeah, is that it?
I think so.
And they said that throughout the years, it's been around like 60 years, and the only building that animal or whatever he is has never destroyed is the emperor's palace. They do that out of respect.
What?
They will not allow Godzilla go and destroy the emperor. See, that's what I get. Emperor's palace.
And he can breathe fire, too.
He just doesn't do it. But it's like Jason and, you know, Freddy and them. Like, they wouldn't kill kids, you know. Like, Godzilla will not mess with the emperor's palace.
Well, he knows better.
The Golden Child had alopecia, too. See, there's too much stuff that comes out after the fact.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It had an acute angina as well.
I don't like that one.
Although I just heard that by his doctors. That's all rumors
about the angina.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you.
He's rocking AD, too.
AD. Athletic director.
What do you call it? Dang it. Fonzie's on the commercial.
ED.
AD.
What's AD?
Something degeneration. Fonzie's on the commercial for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That must be a new disease.
Something degenerate.
Henry Wankler.
Immacular, is that it?
Immacular deception. Disease. All right.
Okay.
Immaculate conception.
That's it.
Thank you, God Almighty. Thank you, Paige. Yeah. Girls getting some thick thighs, aren't they? We're watching one of those news things where they show women from the waist down walking through a college campus. Like, there's some thickness there, man. I like it. All right. Thank you, Paige, again.
I know.
It's right over your shoulder, and you don't even realize what we're watching.
I just...
Put on the stepmom video for her and let her see that.
We can blow it up on the big screen, too.
I believe you. Believe every word you say.
A third time. Thank you, Paige. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
We got to talk about the big dumper.
What?
Made history, man.
Yeah, he made history last night. I don't like that either.
They call him that?
Big dumper.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I don't like how he is breaking records of the Commerce Comet from Georgia.
The Commerce Comet from Georgia is from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know. But I like to fool with people like that.
You like to fool with them. They like ain't nobody gonna fool with you.
I'll fool with you.
Yeah, I'm super stupid.
Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Let me hit you with this. Matt Mann, you're a pre-94 baseball historian.
Thank you.
Because you abandoned the sport during the strike.
The game abandoned me.
It really did. Who knows how good the Expos would have been that postseason. Might have won it all.
Who knows?
See if you know this story. 90 years ago, in 1935, this Brooklyn Dodger was killed while attempting a skyjacking. I don't know if you know this story or not.
Wow, that's crazy.
His name was Lynn Kanicki.
Oh.
So he was furious he'd just been cut by the Dodgers. So what he did was he... took his frustrations out on a flight over Canada because he tried to take control of the plane.
No way.
And somebody hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher and killed him.
God.
Now, how much did those suckers weigh back then?
I don't know. Big Brown will probably text in a minute.
He might know a little something.
His line of work.
Lynn Kanicki.
He's known for commandeering aircraft.
You get cut and you try to kill people, hijack planes.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it? I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I just saw the Spartanburgers lost the Sally League Championship, but you got there, so good season. Congrats to you. We're all about baseball, man, because we're talking about the Big Dumper, too.
The Big Dumper is making history, man.
Cal Raleigh, he hit two home runs last night. He's at 56, but the first one he hit in the third inning was number 55, and he passed Mickey Mantle. Set a record for the most home runs ever in a season by a switch hitter. Oh, I don't know how close Chipper got. Have to look into that.
I don't think that. Not near that. I mean, he, yeah.
Yeah, maybe half that, because we're talking about, you know, Sosa, McGuire, single season type, yeah. Bonds.
Yeah.
Numbers you don't see anymore. From a guy who, let's be honest,
doesn't look like he should be hitting balls that far.
He's not a superstar in the league, you know. He plays for the Mariners. What was the last Mariner you heard of, you know?
Trey Rod.
Yeah. And the fella named
Griff Kenny Jr.
Griff Kenny Jr. Mm-hmm. Not even talking about Jay Buhner.
I'm not even talking about Joey Cora.
No.
Not even talking about Felix.
King Felix Hernandez.
Hernandez, yeah. I was going to say Fernandez.
Edgar Martinez.
One named Nandez.
One of the Martinez.
It was her or Fur.
Let me look up some. Because I saw that.
There was an ASAP Fernandez, I understand.
Yeah, there's a. The mob's taking over. The Mariners in first place, 83-68. I did see that the Phillies won the division.
Well, I mean, you can go through a lot of teams, people that are casual fans, and say, tell me two Baltimore Orioles.
I know off of girls posting on social media, Aldie Rutschman, is that his name? Adley Rutschman?
Adley, yeah.
Yeah, they like him.
Yeah.
I don't, Ryan Mountcastle, is he still an Oriole?
I don't know if he still is or not. That's a good one to go with.
Other than that, I was going to say, you know, Brady Anderson, maybe, Cal Jr.
Cal Jr.?
Yep.
F-Face.
Sidney Ponson.
Sidney Ponson. Big McDonald. Big McDonald.
Man, I haven't looked in on baseball much this year because it's very hard to find the game.
Man, it really is.
The Brewers are 92-59.
That's one thing I'd like to ask Trump, since we're so, you know, about making things America again and all that. Like, America's pastime. I mean, make it available for people to watch. You want to give free internet on the damn bus systems? We can't watch baseball?
It looks like there are about 10 or 11 games left, and right now for the best records in baseball is between the Phillies and the Brewers. The Phillies got 91 wins. The Braves, man, they were 69-83. What happened?
Cunha got hurt again, didn't he?
Did he?
I thought.
They fell. Again, man, I like baseball since they got the pitch clock working. That was a good idea, but so hard to find a game.
And I'll be honest with you. I would be fine with them taking steroids and playing ball. I want to see the big, long home balls, run balls.
What?
I want to see them. I mean, if you want to do it, do it. Same thing with all of it. If you want to do it, do it.
I did see they're trying to go to Netflix and NBC, among others, baseball, try to get a little more exposure. I have YouTube TV. They do not have MLB Network. They don't show baseball games, really.
I have the same. Yeah, I do not have it. But you know what? They're going to get me used to free WNBA games, and then that'll be something they take away,
on
too.
ION, the WNBA.
On ION. Yeah, but they've shown all the Fever games are on, most of the sports games.
Yeah. Jadeveon Clowney is a Cowboy now. It's official. Don't know if he's going to play this weekend, but I don't really get why the Panthers cut him. I guess to save some money against the cap, but, I mean, they could use him on that defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
But I don't know, like, what's
I know he had injury issues.
I was going to say how he's recovered from that.
So watch him go to the Cowboys and, you know, be serviceable. Yep. I don't know. The Panthers are struggling. That defense is not any better. Bryce is struggling. Tet looks good. Tet McMillan. You know? They started to score some points this past weekend. And then the refs tried to give him the game. But just couldn't close it. I like Canales. I'm a Canales fan.
Really?
I don't know if he's going to work out as a coach. I like him as a coordinator, but you know how Tepper is, man. He's got a temper. He's got a temper. Canales might not make it. They're already calling for Mike McDaniel to get fired if they lose tomorrow night to the Bills. He may be out.
Oh, they're playing tomorrow night. Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday. God.
Bills Dolphins.
Oh.
Whip out of here.
Man. Oh, we. What did they say? You know, when I was a kid, time lasted forever.
Ball flies.
I mean,
by,
it lasted forever. Though summer was, we're still in summer, you know, time wise.
Are we technically still?
Yeah, technically. Yeah, probably. First day of fall is like
still in hurricane season.
A couple weeks away. But anyway, all right.
It's time to fall back before you know it. Get ready.
Oh, getting ready to fall back. Oh, that's around birthday time right there. I remember my party was always. Always got to last an hour longer. That was always nice. Could have just started an hour earlier, too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Did you have a list of who you couldn't invite to the party?
Oh, no, I'm talking about, when I say my party, I meant the one that happened to always be around my birthday for the show, the Halloween party. Yeah. Okay. It was not for me. There's only been one person that's ever had a station-wide birthday live brother. Show. One person only ever. I'm not going to say their name.
God, when was that?
I think they still work here. Matter of fact, she's sitting to my left.
Was that in 2010?
Somewhere. I don't remember.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was like a funeral for me.
And we made it, everybody wore black. It was yeah. It was great. We drank black beer.
Went to a sports bar. And they were looking like, why is everybody dressed in black?
I think my brother even showed up for it, which was amazing.
Well, I had to drive the van that night. So me getting out of drive that the van Hurst. Looking like a... She drove the Hearst.
I'm kidding. I didn't.
She named it Garrison.
All right. What's the other two? Number 20, right?
What's up, Garrison Hearst? All right. We'll take a break. Where's Javon Kirst? Does anyone know about the Freak?
The Freak.
I know nothing.
Why, J-Ron? Go Tigers.
All right. More of us and you talking. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.